Thank you so much for that. Very wonderful words from the wisdom literature. Book of Ecclesiastes. Thank you. You heard from Ellen just a few minutes ago saying the theme for our pledge drive this year is the church we choose. As that pledge drive goes along, we have asked various members, certain members of our congregation, to speak to the importance and the significance of that theme to them. I'm very pleased to have a member of our executive board, Steve Nodman, speak to that subject now. Steve.
The church I choose. For a long time, I thought that my spiritual journey was extremely unique. I know now that my story has much in common with many Unitarian Universalist congregants across this country. This will likely not be surprising to you, but I also think that it is surprising that I've now concluded that my story and your stories are actually in sync with many millions of Americans across this country who are not UUs and may not even know of the Unitarian Universalist religion. As a boy, I saw perfectionism in my religion. I even convinced my family to switch from a conservative to an Orthodox Jewish synagogue, where I gained access to more in-depth view of the history of Jewish thought. But the real transformation about my thoughts on life and theology occurred in high school and college. I became greatly involved in my high school environmental group, no surprise to most of you now. I also was highly involved in the Vietnam anti-war movement. In hindsight, my de facto religion and religious communities became environmentalism and the environmental community, and peace activism and the peace movement. When adults questioned my environmental beliefs during this high school period, I felt I needed more than just ideology as my basis, so I elected to study environmental science in college. In college, I was also greatly influenced by a philosophy course that I took. In that course, we reviewed the writings and arguments of theologians and philosophers relative to the mind-body duality and efforts to prove the existence or non-existence of God. The course solidified my reliance on logical interpretation of the world and my conclusion that there is no way to know or to prove the existence or even non-existence of God, at least in this lifetime. From that time on, one could say that I unknowingly chose to be a Unitarian Universalist. The seventh UU principle of respect for the independent web of life was the linchpin of my personal theology, with the sixth principle of seeking a world of peace, liberty, and justice not far behind. The other five principles were already deeply incorporated and held as part of my belief system. My beliefs were thus formulated by the early 1970s and hold true to this day. For 25 years, I was a practicing UU and didn't even know it. Those many years later, I finally discovered my church, the Unitarian Universalist Church, while seeking a religious home for my then two young children. As I said in the beginning, I have now concluded that my story and your stories are actually in sync with many millions of Americans across this country. This came home this week, where the American Religious Identification Survey of 2008 was released by Trinity College. The study, I believe, incorrectly lumps UUs with other religions, including Wiccans, pagans, and Rastafarians, into a collage called New Religious Movements and Other Religions. I don't mind the Rastafarians, but when they lumped us with Scientologists, I think that would The total number of Americans that self-identify with this collage in the study is only 1.2%. So therefore, the total number of Americans knowingly self-identifying as UUs is actually just a fraction of a percentage. But what is most telling in this study is the number of Americans identifying themselves as having, quote, none or no religion. This percentage has dramatically increased from 8.2% in 1990 to 14.1% in 2001 to an enormous in 2008. Amazingly, this no-religion religious group can be argued to be one of the largest denominations in America, with Catholics, Baptists, mainline Christians, and generic Christians comprising 25, 16, 13, and 14%. So we're larger than generic Christians in this group. This group also is many times larger than those denominations such as evangelicals at less than 1% that have been able to exert in recent years undeserved influence over America. There are now 34 million Americans who self-identify in this no-religion category. In 1990, I would have been one of the almost 30 million self-identifying in that category because I didn't know I was a UU. My church is the Unitarian Universalist Church. It is an obvious choice for the reasons I described. My story and my journey are familiar to you and to most UUs across the country. But I believe that millions of others across this country who now describe themselves as having no religion actually share our story of having rejected traditional, dogma-based religions that are exclusive rather than inclusive.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much. Very good, Steve. Thank you. Thank you for that. To keep us alive and growing, both here in this congregation and all around this country, please do your best to support our pledge drive this year.